Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today, we take a look at the book of Exodus, this time chapter 3, verses 1 to 6 and 9 to 12. And in this section, Moses is now a young man, and he was tending the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of Midian. Leading the flock across the desert, he came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There an angel of the Lord appeared to him in fire, flaming out of a bush. It'd be rather surprising, wouldn't it? As he looked on, he was surprised to see that the bush, though on fire, was not consumed. So Moses decided, I must go over to look at this remarkable sight and see why the bush is not burned. When the Lord saw him coming over to look at it more closely, God called out to him from the bush, Moses, Moses. And he answered, Here I am. God said, Come no nearer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. The cry of the children of Israel has reached me, and I have truly noted that the Egyptians are oppressing them. Come now, I will send you to Pharaoh to lead my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. That would be like, from whatever country you're listening, think of you in your country and God coming to you and saying that you're going to be the president of your country now. You would be utterly flummoxed. You would be confused, bewildered. What? I'm not prepared. I don't have anything. I can't do that. I don't have gifts. I don't want it. Any of those things could have come out of our mouths. This is what happened to Moses. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and lead the children of Israel out of Egypt? In other words, that's exactly what we would say in more colloquial terms, but I'm nothing. I don't have any authority. I don't have any credentials. I don't have any influence. I don't even want the job. You can hear us, can't you? Especially today, who would want the job? Moses said to the Lord, listen to this again. Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and lead the children of Israel out of Egypt? And God answered, I will be with you, and this shall be your proof that it is I who have sent you. When you bring my people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this very mountain. It seemed impossible at that time. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, God surprises us, and he asks things of us. Now, they have to be tested out. As I always say, because that's so important, you never go off on your own. As I say, you might not have had enough sleep, you might have indigestion, who knows, but anything could color what you think you might hear from the Lord. And how does that voice come? It's often just a whisper. It's a very simple thought. He doesn't usually enter into complicated conversations with us, though he could. But most of the time, it's a thought, an idea, or just a few words. But we always have to test it out. Is this from God or is this just me? Because you certainly don't want to be fooled by the evil one, and he can come in many disguises. So you always want to test out what you think the Lord wants of you, is asking of you, shows you, promises you. Whatever you think, test it out. Don't go just by your own considerations. But here, we do have a conversation between Moses and God. And Moses is very clear that God is telling him that you will lead my people out of Egypt. And you'll know it because one day you are going to worship with them on this very mountain, which seemed inconceivable at the time. Psalm 103 tells us the Lord is kind and merciful, and he is. He is. But he can ask things of us seemingly impossible, and we can think, what do you mean he's kind and merciful? He's taken me out of, you know, one difficult situation and thrown me into something that's three times more. One of the things God is after is that we will not put our trust in ourselves, and our own gifts and talents. Let that not be the source of our trust. Our gifts and talents have a place and they can be used, but don't make them the source of your confidence or the source of your trust. It always has to be in Him. If God asks this, then God will supply. Lord, teach me, show me, help me, that I may do your will. The Lord is kind and merciful. He pardons all your iniquities. He heals all your ills. He redeems your life from destruction. He crowns you with kindness and compassion. He secures justice, the rights of all the oppressed. He has made his ways known to Moses and his deeds to the children of Israel. God is kind and merciful. So put your trust in God and not in yourself. Even when you think you have many gifts, don't put your trust in yourself. And that's something that Moses really needed to learn here, because when Moses relied on himself, things went badly. When he really trusted God and abandoned himself to God's will and God's plan, things went very well. It's one of the hardest things for us. Self-reliance is, we think, a big plus in our lives, and it is on many levels. But it can't be the foundation of our lives. There are many times when we can call into play in our lives, look, you have this gift and talent. You do have abilities here. Exercise them. That's fine. Just don't put the source of your hope, the source of your wisdom in those things. Put it in God. Put it in God. Because God may take you on a different road than you ever expected. And it will bear far more fruit than you could have if you followed your safe and secure route because you thought it up. It's hard. It's hard to let go and trust God. But I guarantee you that those who put their hope in the Lord will never be disappointed, says the Psalms. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 25 to 27. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things, and this is one of those things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. The child, and I don't mean childish, it says childlike, which means as a child, I trust my mother and father. I go to them immediately when I'm in difficulty. When I become an adult, I put away the things of a child. And so I'm an adult. I'm independent. I should be thinking for myself. I should be making my decisions. I shouldn't be leaning on other people. Absolutely true. But for those decisions to be good and right in your life, you need to be leaning on God. It's you who needs to lean, to put Him first. To examine what you want to do in light of His priorities, the gospel, the priorities of the gospel. Childlike. It says here, He has hidden these things from the wise and the learned, but revealed them to the childlike. The child, not childish, but the childlike person is the one who knows simply that I am not the source. I have to tell myself that all the time. Because I tend to rely on me. And yes, I can draw from those things God has given me, absolutely. But the foundation, the basis of my trust has to be my faith in God. That God will guide me, that if I seek to do His will, that He will show me a way through, that my work will bear fruit, and I will glorify His name. Childlike is the one who seeks the strongest and the best person to help them, just like a human child does. And our strongest and our best person to help us is God Himself. So we want to be childlike is a good thing to be. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father. No one knows the Father except the Son and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal Him. The Father wants to reveal His Son to you. You are baptized. He is bound to you. gladly, freely. You are his. You are his son or daughter. And he wants to make himself known to you. He wants to reveal himself to you. But that means treating him, respecting him, valuing him, turning to him many times during the day, making him part of your life. He's there. You're not talking to the air. You're not whispering to yourself. He is there. He is there in your heart. He is there in mine. He's here in this radio studio where I'm recording programs. He's everywhere we are. And more than that, he's everywhere. You can draw from him. And you know there's an awful lot of freedom that comes when we rely on the Lord. There's an awful lot of freedom. You don't have nearly as much angst or as much tension or stress or difficulty when you genuinely, truly rely on the Lord. God does not take account of nobility of birth or length of time in his service or the number of our good works. What counts with God is a devout soul increased fervor and love. He does not consider how you once behaved, but what you have now begun to be. Do you hear that? Let me repeat that. This is St. Bonaventure. He does not consider how you once behaved, but what you have now begun to be. You see, therefore, how gravely blameworthy the advice of such would be, did ignorance not excuse it, though it cannot be condoned. What counts with God is a devout soul, increased fervor, and more ardent love. Yes, more ardent love, which means we do simple penances for our past sins. We give up little things. Thank you for forgiving me, and I offer this to you in thanksgiving. That's a way of drawing closer to God, because God sees that you recognize what he's doing in your life, and you are open to him, then he draws closer. He never forces himself. Never. I do pray for you every day, and I want to encourage you to just ask him, draw near, Lord, in my life. Show me the right path. Help me when I am in trouble. Be with me, Lord. Stand by me, Lord, and I will follow you. You stand by me, I will follow you. You teach me the way to go, I will walk that way. That's the attitude of our heart. And to know in faith that God wants to reveal himself. It can feel like a hide and seek game, but it isn't. We're just learning how God works and how God acts. Just persevere. Lord, show me the way to go. Reveal yourself to me. Show me what keeps me back from following you more closely. Anything like that. Speak from your heart. And God will answer. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to offer you a new free booklet entitled The Final Confrontation by Ralph Martin. I am very interested in your response, and you can write to me at Renewal Ministries. To access the free booklet, simply call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.